Here in the center, we're used to thousands of testimonies that come about changed lives. Let's praise Jesus for it, for real. Let's give Him glory. Beloved, you know, because what is everyday reality for us, for many people, they don't even have 1% of what the global center has. And this is why I give Lord thanks, because in the wonderful moment, you know, yeah, give God glory, He is worthy. People write letters because their lives have been changed radically, and I will be happy for every letter. I don't want to get used to it. For me, it's a sign and a wonder. Every change and restored life, for me, it's a miracle. Even though it's our daily miracles, all these testimonies and everything that happens around the center, I continue praising the Lord, even like it is even the first letter. So thanks, Jesus, for every changed life. Amen.
Спасибо Иисусу.
Thank you, Jesus.
Итак, перед тем, как мы начнем, давайте
before we will start, let's welcome our international audience, our virtual church.
Добро пожаловать.
Blessings to you, welcome.
Мы с вами, вы с нами.
You're, we're with you, you're with us, so we are going into the Word. And today I'll say this. I want to bring order and bring some moments. I'll say it like this. God gave me a gift of talent to teach, so I will do what I've been born to do, but placed by the Lord on this earth to do. So what I will tell you today, again, maybe it'll bring some areas of some people's lives into order. So the message is called Carriers of the Truth. You know, many children of God, they have complete chaos. I'm not talking about religious things. I'm not talking about those people that are going against everything that is alive. I'm speaking about the children of God here, about the church that has been born, that started moving, people that are saved. You know that majority, I'll say it like this, what I've experienced personally, messages usually come when something is being collected in me for a while, and the Holy Spirit places upon my heart to release it into the body of Christ. So today will be an occasional message that has to correct certain moments in the lives of children of God, okay? So, many of children of God, they have complete chaos in their head about who are the anointed people, ministers, spiritual individuals that are on high positions. Masses are trying to get there. They completely do not understand what this is and for what is it. You understand what I'm saying? We have this illusion that anybody can come up with something, whatever he wants, in his head or her head, and take up a position. Someone can imagine something in their head, and now there is someone big, a minister. Beloved, it's absolutely not like that. I want to place things in the right order, and we have to understand what is the body of Christ, and members of the body are not picking and choosing where they should be in the body. Even though at this moment, this is what I see in the body. Everybody does whatever they want. I'm not speaking about religion here. I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters right now. I'm speaking to the body of Christ. I'm speaking to those that know His voice and dream about being in His body. Chaos. Something just popped in your head in your ministry. You saw something somewhere, and that's it. The prophets now. Something exploded somewhere, and now and you see visions. And now you have to see them. You saw maybe something by accident, but now you have to see because you're in a position, right? Everybody's waiting for it from you. Oh, Lord. So, this is the direction that this message will be heading in. Masses of Christians do not understand. Yes, today will be painful for some, because maybe you've placed yourself in that into the hands of the Lord, and you are directing yourself like an arrow in a bow. Lord, I want to go this way. Today I want to correct certain things, not to disturb you or upset you in any way, but for you to grow up and understand certain things, to be grown in understanding of movement, position, and knowledge like this. You don't want to move and do whatever you want. You have to be born from God, prepared by God, and released by God into your time, into the right second from the in the right area, and when the Lord will release you, you hit bullseye because the Lord released you. Somebody understand what I'm saying?
И что бы ты ни делал,
no matter what you do against this person has been released by God or this ministry or a gift or a revelation, you can't do anything because this is done by God. Masses of Christians clearly do not understand what is ministry. Ministry, it means to be visible. That's a lie.
Well,
probably ministry, it's someone that went into the ministry. You've heard this stupid phrase. Someone made it into the ministry. What? You think I want this? When you come out into it, you don't even want it anymore. I'm here because God placed me in this position, and I am answering not before you, but before Him. Hello. I want to place certain things in the right place, explain to certain principles, so at the end of this service, this message, you will have complete order. What is the call? What are the gifts? What is the anointing? When the Lord starts to use you, you want to know all these things? Today, I will tell you about it. And I'll bring maybe your busy heart, I'll bring it into order that is ripping apart. Should I relax? Should I do ministry? And I serve, and what do I do after every message? And you come, and then you're everywhere. I gotta do something. It speaks about a stage of being a child, a baby. Today you wanna paint, tomorrow you don't wanna paint, and then you wanna do this, then you do that. It speaks about a very deep childish state. It states that you don't know who you are, why you're here, what you're meant to do. Okay. People don't understand what is service and these ministries, and they do everything possible to get into the platform so that they will be noticed. Some sort of calling show up somehow. But all of this
is complete stupidity.
It's just like a spiritual career that ends quite fast in a sad way. How many we've seen destinies? I've read about God's generals, their lives, how they finish, and they finish it, and it's quite sad. They had everything, yes, they had anointing, but they made tremendous mistakes. Everybody from the body of Christ, every part, has to grow up in his or her time and placed in his or her position. Don't complain that pastor didn't see me. Pastor's not supposed to see you. Pastor's the same part of body of Christ that you are. Go to the side and notice that pastor doesn't give position. If the pastor gives you a position, you're the most sorry thing out there, because the one who gave it to you, he can take it away. Somebody understands. Don't wait for a leader or someone to notice you. Know, search for the Lord and let Him call you. When He will call you, you don't have to say. Nobody sees me. The past 5 years, I'm just like this frog here. Nobody sees you. God doesn't see you. And this is not the problem of people who are around you, but your dirty heart.
Оно не может быть употреблено
It cannot be used
по некоторым вещам, о которых сегодня я расскажу.
Because of certain things that
не
I will tell you today.
Нет дара,
not because you don't have a gift, but because your heart will not handle the pressure of the call when this gift will come out.
Дар выйдет,
gift will come out, but you won't.
А ты зайдешь.
You'll come in. Somebody understand me.
Итак.
So,
ты не можешь просто захотеть
you can't
стать
just
чем-то.
Want to become something.
Алло.
Hello.
Ты уже есть.
You already are someone.
О, некоторые даже не поняли.
Some do not understand the depth of this revelation. It just totally
ты
went past you. You cannot
захотеть
want
чем-то стать,
to become
увидел.
Something or someone
ты
that you saw.
You've been
born to be something. And your whole function, first of all, is to find who you are. Part of what?
I
know. I had my way. I had the path that I was searching for. And basically what I'm doing at the moment probably was the last thing that I wanted to do. So, you can't just want to become something or that you prayed onto yourself, or
have
you seen these people that they pray something unto themselves, Lord, Lord, I'm not worse than everybody else? Who told you that, God or the spirit of this age? Does the Lord create copies? He creates originals. He creates such things that no one and nothing will come near you. We're all very unique, and we don't have a right to be like anybody else. That's like spitting the Lord in the face, the designer, the creator of the universe, when you want to become something or someone that you saw somewhere. Give your hand into the hands of your life into the hands of the designer, so that he will bring and finish the creation of you and your destiny as a perfect individual, and will just release you in your right time into right situation and service and function. How there's not a lot of people that take up their position because everything has been perverted by the spirit of this age. Everything that is small wants to be big, and everything that is big wants to be small, little. Everything that God does not send, it goes. And everything that the Lord sends, they say, no, no, I will not go, Lord. Complete chaos, disbalance.
Ты не можешь что-то придумать на мою личность, на себя. Ты должен быть очень внимательно.
Something unto yourself. You have to listen. This is the key. You have to be the carrier of a certain gift, revelation, and the truth.
Являешься ли ты?
Are you? I want to sing. Stop.
Поет половина планеты.
Half the planet sing.
Из которых ты почти никого слушать не захочешь.
You practically, you won't want to listen to any of them.
You
cannot. You have to listen to me very carefully. The key to the call and destiny that we'll get to it later. You have to be a carrier. Are you carrying a revelation upon yourself or within yourself? Question. First step into the ministry. I need a position to tell everybody about Christ. What?
Christ
will sneeze and everybody will know about him. He doesn't need you. You just want to place yourself into the body of Christ. You say, Lord, I look right here. I look really good over here. Look how I will look in this place, in this position, as if we have the right to choose who will be where. Same way as when you were born with this skin color that you have. And you're born the same way with your destiny and call. You can't switch it.
И даже манипулируя ДНК или чем-то, это никогда не изменит того, что Бог запланировал. Никогда.
Ever.
Бог уже имеет для тебя свою цель.
Has his goal and purpose for you.
Ты должен быть носителем определенного откровения, дара и истины, которое определит для тебя позицию. Слушай внимательно.
Show a position for you.
Откровение определяет.
Revelation shows the position. This is a secret. This is where it's all in. Position in its time will give you an opportunity to release this truth into the body of Christ. Did you notice? Listen to my thought. We'll go a little deeper later, but what I'm saying, where it all starts. With us, everything is in chaos. We go into a position to... While you were getting to your position, you didn't even understand what you're supposed to do there.
Кто-то понимает, о чем я говорю?
Understand what I'm saying? Please make me a pastor. Make me a pastor. Okay, okay, brothers and sisters, let's vote. Everybody voted.
Если бы я посчитал, сколько они сморкаются.
If I would count every time they blow their noses, you could preach so many different things in that time. And just you put it all together, all these things. Say something that's worthy of being said. While you were getting to this position, he didn't think that he'd get to that position when he got there. Guys, what do I do now? Somebody understand me?
Того, что делает человек.
These silly things that people do.
Believe me, you can capture a position. Many different ways of getting there. Position, popularity, with your authority and power, whatever. Positions are captured by everyone, always, but what happens next? Later, you're just like this poor thing that has three messages and that's it, you run out. These three messages that you copied out of some book. You've called them other names so no one would notice. Oh, just leave. Stop dirtying the air. Just go away. God, give me something. So at the end of this service, I'll get something for myself. Maybe it would be something that I not like. Again, it will prove that you're not searching for your own.
When it's in place, it does its function,
and sometimes even those things that you don't want. Hello.
If it's right there,
standing there and does what you want, that's not the right function. Listen. Today it's a little harsh. I know. All great individuals out of the Bible, we'll touch down on the Bible right now, and those individuals that were there, so when speaking, we'll show it on the Word. You know me, I always go into the Bible, and I find these moments that confirm, or upon those moments, I build my message. Big individuals in the Bible, they carried certain gifts, revelations, and truths. Joseph had supernatural ability to discern dreams. Tell me, about this, his position, anybody listen to his discernment of dreams? Interpretation? Hello? Question. Think. It's Sunday.
Кто бы слышал толкование снов Иосифа? Братья, которые его ненавидят,
interpretation of Joseph's dreams, brothers that don't like him, and his mother and father that really don't care about them as well. Well, maybe sheep that are out there.
Ты знаешь, что you know когда есть дар и талант, сам Бог заботится, чтобы определить на тебе
the Lord makes sure that you have a position. The Lord is not showing you this position because maybe you have the right chin of a preacher, because you look good in a suit, or you have a right figure. It looks good on camera. You're very photogenic.
А ему не надо не проповедовать, а пиджаки рекламировать.
He doesn't need to preach. He needs to model jackets with his mouth shut then.
Потому что все, что он выпускает.
Because everything that he releases.
Аминь.
Amen.
Кто-то понимает о чем?
Somebody understand?
Ух ты какой, именно такой.
Oh yeah, really?
Я себя сюда не призвал.
I did not place myself here.
Если бы я сюда себя призвал,
I would have placed myself here myself. I'd worry about what you're thinking about me at the moment. Guess.
Мне абсолютно все равно.
What? I really don't care.
Абсолютно.
Absolutely.
Потому что я здесь,
because
чтобы дать тебе
to
очередную дозу.
A dose of reality to bring you into same accord with the Lord, with His plan, with His body, with His church, and maybe after this dose or this message, you'll come into yourself and say, no, I will be who God wants me to be, who I've been born to be, and I will live peacefully with that.
If the Lord meant for me
to be in this, some sort of branch of a service or ministry, He will make sure when. Sometimes you look at prophets, they're in this old age, they would come out. They just released a couple of prophecies, and we read about them.
Everything that they need,
their life was released, 2-3 prophecies, and that's it, and they would just depart from their life.
Не потому что они были.
Not because.
Знаете, их называют малые пророки.
They, you know what they call them, the small prophets. They're big prophets. It's those that wrote a lot. And they're the small prophets. They were lazy.
Они просто не любили писать.
They didn't like to write, and then so they're called small prophets. No. Big prophets say about people that have been called from the very childhood, from the very young age, and these guys were called at the end of their lives, but they've done what they were meant to do. Quite often the Lord prepares you and say, Lord, that's it, I'm running out. I have no hair. That's it. Everything hurts. And the Lord says, I didn't call you to do weightlifting. I called you at the end of your life to release a couple of revelations that you will study and receive all your life. But when you will release them, the body of Christ will change. Because some sort of revelation is in you, you carried it 40 years. Do not belittle those things that the Lord has planned for you, because what the Lord has planned for you, it is the best and the most perfect thing for you. Don't try to be someone else. So, again, let's put it all together. Carrier of the truth. You're like Joseph. You have the truth from the very birth. Your heart is not ready for it to release it. You are moving. You have a truth upon yourself. You carry a gift, a revelation, call it what not. And you start seeing. Everyone around you laughs at you. And you say, no, I see. No, I see, I see. In the process, your whole life becomes a preparation for the position that when the Lord will place you upon it, this same gift will, it explodes into such an extent, and this position magnifies it. I'll explain to you what a position is. Step by step. So,
Daniel
was not only able to interpret dreams, but he was also a very powerful prophet, in case you didn't know.
And he absolutely needed this position that
afterwards, through this position, he released the revelations and the dreams and visions into the body, into the church of last days. He was speaking about such things that we didn't even live. Read his revelations in his last chapter of the book. In other words, if he was not in that position,
if
he would be taken out of slavery and placed into this position, we did not know about him. All of his revelations would have died with him. You understand where I'm heading with this? In the beginning, truth, revelation, and a gift. Then, in the process of preparation of your heart, God places you into a position. Position is none other than magnifier, magnifies, and now your dream is known by millions. I'm asking a question. Why do you need a position? To multiply me, so it come out, and everybody knows me. Hello, is anybody home? Position is given to multiply him, not you. His revelation, not your sorry song, that in 3 days nobody wants to listen to. Position is given, God's position, to release His revelation into His body. Hello. His wisdom, Joseph's wisdom, was needed not only to Pharaoh, but to God, to save His people from horrible famine. He was preparing him.
You know what, the Bible is full
of these things. And in this process, when you start reading about all these great, powerful people, they have the same process everywhere. In the beginning, there's a call, destiny, gift, and then entering into position, and position magnifies, it gives it authority, and then this gift is released and touches millions. David, let's move on.
Как же без Давида? Он в каждой теме должен в гости зайти.
David is everywhere in every message, basically.
David не только был воин,
was a warrior and a worshipper.
Но он попал во дворец Саула, во-первых,
вспомните,
потому что он мог искусно владеть
гуслями
и профессионально играть.
Because he was able to play an instrument and sing.
Помните?
Remember? He didn't get into the king, into this position, because he was smiling. He had a nice smile.
Другими словами, вот беснуется Саул.
Here's Saul, he's having a problem.
И никто не может успокоить.
And no one can calm him down. Everybody's hiding. Because if you get around him, you might catch a spear in you. Saul is not in a good mood. There weren't any antidepressant drugs, so guys, let's just run for it.
И они говорят,
and they're saying,
давайте что-то придумаем.
Let's come up with something, because our king is not feeling so well.
Can you imagine,
find someone that can play, that can sing, that will just calm him down? Just shut his mouth.
Oh,
there is this one guy.
В позицию тебя вводят.
You are being led into your position. With what?
Первое.
First of all.
Второе.
Second thing.
Когда пришел Давид, он не только умел на дудке играть, он дудкой Голиафа не победил. Он не
задушил Conquer Goliath by playing a song.
Некоторые могут запеть до смерти, я знаю.
Some can sing someone to death. I know there's such talents that you say no, just don't sing, please. Stop, don't sing.
Он не задудел его насмерть, он был воин.
He was a warrior. Warrior that had a supernatural gift.
Который мог не просто кого-то там, знаете,
was able not just like kill someone with a rock. No. He could just rip apart. If, you know, when the lion would go against his flock of sheep. You know, they couldn't reach a deal. If there's no, there was no deal, then bye-bye, line. Can you imagine that second thing? In Saul's kingdom, he was like an individual.
Remember, like a
bodyguard, like a carrier of his weapons. Not because he sang nicely. There's another gift. Another gift came in. Saul saw this young man in action. Everybody feared Goliath, and he said, if this young man scared me, Israel, Goliath, and all of the Philistines, I want this man in my team. Again,
position,
this gift is being placed onto a position. Afterwards, we've talked with guys that afterwards, what happened in the army, they would have a rank where they would use a sling and rocks, and they would practice shooting those. After David, he changed the course of the way army works. You understand what this position is for? To multiply something, you want position, I ask you a question. What will you magnify with your position? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Coming in the right place? Hallelujah. We're going to go a little deeper. Listen.
Еще один момент.
Another moment.
Давид, он был мультиталантливый.
He was multi-talented.
Вы знаете, что
like
он был еще огромным пророком?
No, he was also a great prophet.
Который не только предвещал там Христа, он
not only prophesied about Christ, he would prophesy.
He's such an oracle.
You know why he needed a position? To raise up the tabernacle of David, that the Lord will raise up in the last days in the church.
David,
he was a bomb of his age.
And
Jesus was called the Son of David, not nobody else's son, but Son of David. We have to understand the level of the glory that was upon that man. Who was he? He was a shepherd. You know those songs, Psalms of David that the whole world knows? Without his position, they would only be heard by sheep. Does anybody understand me? You understand why God places individuals in great position, not because he liked this one and you misbehaved. So here you go, here's your spanking and you'll sit over there. You are born with a certain function, and the Lord places not you into the position, but that function into a position. But before placing this function, the heart has to be ready. This is why we go through hell sometimes, through horror and death.
So
not your gift would mature, or your talent. Talent is given by God. It doesn't mature. It's either you have it or you don't.
Должно созреть твое
Your
сердце
heart has to mature,
не для того, чтобы тебя сказать, а для того, чтобы
to
в позиции
visible, but,
тебе не снесло
position,
крышу.
You wouldn't lose your head.
Почему большинство провал в их служении?
Все очень просто. Слушай внимание.
Мы ищем позицию, чин, портфель или погоны, не понимая того, что это второстепенное. Кто-то понимает? Ты говоришь, я хочу
you say,
быть пророком.
I want to be a prophet. Stop.
Это номер два. Позиция.
That's number two. Position is number two. You have to have a word.
Не приходящий и уходящий.
Not that comes and goes. Alive. That's inside of you.
You got. You have to be a carrier of a revelation. And the revelations.
You should have these revelations to such an extent that you'll never run out till the end of your life.
Бог дает позицию музыканта не потому, что он выучил ноты. Я выучил
notes. Ноты. I've
я не играю
notes.
На гитаре.
I don't play guitar.
А потому что позиция музыканта
of musician
это платформа выставить, что Бог
releasing
налил.
Something that the Lord poured out into him.
Я хочу играть.
I want
зачем?
To play.
Хочу,
why? I want to sing. Why? You want, I want to speak. I want to evangelize. I want to go. I want to... Why?
О, сегодня ты поймешь. Сегодня today некоторые моменты understand. Я просто хочу поставить
moments,
на свои места раз и навсегда,
the right
чтобы
place,
этот хаос в голове,
also this chaos,
не только у тебя,
но в
тысячи людей
смотрят,
чтобы там
head,
и здесь навести
them,
порядок. Чтобы когда ты сказал,
so
Бог, я
say,
хочу,
Lord,
чтобы ты понимал, что Бог говорит, сынок, доченька, подожди.
Saying, says,
Бог, у меня
wait.
Есть дар, я не,
say,
твой, не над твоим даром тружусь, дочь, я тружусь над твоим.
Он говорит, I'm working on your heart.
Знаете, почему я это знаю?
You know why I know
потому
this? Because I went through this process myself. 12 years of pain and horror. And now I understand all these small things, and I can simply speak about them now.
Смотри.
Look.
Все очень просто. Провал из-за того, что мы ищем позицию.
Everything is quite easy. Why we fall? Because we search for position. Position is secondary for us. We were always taught in charisma, charismatic movement, or in Bible college, you were taught that you're studying or to be a pastor. 120 of us were studying in class to be a pastor. I don't see anybody. I know one right here.
И тот, который не хотел. Я
and
учился на
I didn't want to be a pastor. I was starting to be evangelist.
Я уже продавал имущество свое.
I was selling everything. I said, that's it, we're flying to
Валерий,
Russia.
Помнишь? Remember?
Валерий remembers. We were there together. And the Lord says, you're not going. I say, yes, I am. And the Lord says, no, you're not. I'm selling my car. Nobody needs my car. Nobody wants to buy it. Nobody needs anything. And the Lord says, nothing will sell. I'm not going to give you money because you're not going. You're not flying anywhere. And I was upset with the Lord. I said, I finished the school. I didn't even go. He says, you will go. You'll fly after 12 years. He didn't tell me that, really. If he would have told me that, I would have ran for it. I understood it later. Myself. Lord, what? 12 years? Is this a revelation from you? Or somewhere from the second heaven? I'm very thankful to God. He was holding on to me. So, secondary thing is a position. Primary thing is revelation or the truth that has been invested into you by God himself, and based upon that, a position is given. Look, so I'm explaining to you what a position is so you could understand it.
Сегодня все насчет позиции.
Today it's all about the position.
Есть туман убрать, чтобы все поставить в порядок.
Let's just bring it into order. What is a position? Position is none other than a great magnifying glass. If you ask God a question, what is a position?
Position.
What is a position? When position comes, I become bigger, become smarter, more anointed. What? No.
Я задал Богу вопрос, что такое
God question,
позиция?
What is a position? Daddy, explain to me, because I am stupid. I am not getting it. You're very smart. Tell me, what is a position? Everybody says something so big, something so wonderful, and I'm sitting there, and the Lord shows me a couple of elements, and I say, ha ha ha. Apparently, position is none other than a great big magnifying glass. You know, there's this tiny little bug. And you bring this magnifying glass, and this bug is so big now.
Вы знаете, призвание, позиция,
you know,
я так скажу.
Call,
позиция, это
position, I'll say it. It's a microscope.
Микроскоп.
Microscope.
И сейчас я тебе скажу
and
еще
I'll tell you another secret
который тебе не понравится.
That you will not like, but I will tell you anyway.
Ты знаешь, я все скажу.
You know that I'll tell everything anyway.
Смотри.
Look.
Позиция, это не что-то, как
position is not other than a great big magnifying glass
увеличивает все, что
that magnifies everything that is in you.
Everything? Everything. And I say, Lord, when this revelation came to me, I said, Lord, says, what, Sonny? You don't want to be anointed? I say, no, Daddy. Why not, Sonny? Daddy, you magnify everything. He says, not me, but the position will. Do we understand it now? It's okay for Sunday? You guys are getting it? Oh, yeah, I'll finish up today and say, oh, Lord, do not use me just yet. When I got to this truth and this function, Daddy placed me into a microscope, turned the light on, and said, are you ready, Sonny? So that everybody will see you and they will see everything in you. And I'm laying there, this cell under Daddy's microscope, and I see this eye that's looking at me. And I say, so you're so naked, so exposed, so dirty. I say, Lord, what is this? That what two people saw around me, that this whole the world will see. The Lord says, yes. You wanted this, Sonny. Let's turn it on. Let's magnify. Magnify to what extent?
Sonny,
into 2 or 10 times, or maybe 100 times. And you're sitting there, Daddy, magnify 500 times. Daddy looks at you and says, oh, Lord, imagine if I will magnify this right now. You had a small stupidity, and then it will become so big. Somebody understand what position is? I'm speaking this in an ironic, funny form, but you will get it at the end of the
series. Microscope, position, is everything that
people walk around and say, magnify me, magnify me, magnify. I am small, I want to be big. And the Lord says, when I'll magnify you, when you'll see yourself,
увеличится даже то, что ты не видел.
The things that you didn't even see will magnify.
Я говорю, Господь,
I'll say, Lord,
пока не увеличивай, пожалуйста.
Do not magnify just yet.
Просто какая хрень не увеличится.
I don't want all this nonsense to magnify as well. Garbage to magnify. Lord, have mercy. Daddy says, I told you so.
Держи себя в руках.
Hold yourself in place. Daddy, he's a good daddy. He's waiting.
Итак. Это не что иное, как увеличительное
it's
стекло
nothing,
или
just
микроскоп,
a microscope or magnifying glass. It magnifies everything that is in you and everything that you possess. If you're rotten, lying, very bad person, and this position
quite
speedily will magnify you and show everyone who you really are, for real. You don't believe me? I'm proving it to you. I'm here to prove it to you. It's all from the Bible. Saul.
Кто помнит Саула?
Who remembers Saul?
Такая туфелька, инфузория была.
This
маленькая. Small, у него голова большая.
Small cell. He had a big head, but he was
маленький микроб.
Small microbe.
Маленький такой, знаете, маленькая молекула.
Small molecule.
That God called and said,
you will be a king.
Он вначале, он такой, знаете, он такой,
at first, he was so humble, such a humble cell. He didn't want to come into his coronation. He was hiding somewhere in a shed and said, I'm not going to come.
И нужно было пророка, чтобы,
знаете,
как этот компас,
где
так и было.
And that's how it happened.
Подлая душонка. Вначале он
he was
был
a rotten man. At first he was okay.
Знаете, что
he was a good person, but before position,
того,
you know that, before he was placed under a microscope, he was a normal individual.
Он был очень честный.
He was very truthful.
Нам так казалось.
That's how it,
потому что не было увеличено все в нем.
Thought about it, because not everything was magnified in him. He was sort of normal. He was following the sheep of his father. He found them, and he was invited, and he anointed him, and he had a coronation. And he also had a couple of battles, great battles for the Lord. But then they started magnifying him, magnifying, and more light started coming. Look. Saul is a wonderful individual. And without his position, he was a good person. But as soon as he took up his position of a king, it eliminated all this horror and darkness inside of him, that in the process, he went against everything that was holy, renounced God, he destroyed a whole city of prophets, And he was searching for revelations from witches.
You'll say,
what, he became so bad. Stop. That's who he was.
God
was saying, do not search for a king. Give us king. Do not search for a king. Give us king so we look like all the other nations around us. Everybody. Look, everybody's wearing Adidas, and so do we. Everybody drives a Mercedes. We want to. Everybody has a king upon a horse. And we want a king on the horse as well, Lord. Give us a king. You don't need the king. King is not ready. Give us the king. Here you go. Take it. This is the best thing that I could find amongst you all. Hello?
Дошло, да?
You got it, right? Oh, you're getting it. Oh, you're all getting it now. And you know what? And you say, Lord, please, do not shine just yet. Hide me, cover me with your glory, with your mercy. Look.
Вспомните Адонию.
Remember Adonius.
Царя Адонию.
Он king был Adonius. Царь полдня. He was a king for about half a day.
Там настолько резко все было увеличено.
Everything was magnified so quickly that Solomon couldn't handle it.
Адонис. По возрасту.
According to his
age. Он был первый, потому что Абисалом умер.
First,
помните,
because
да?
Remember,
был первый,
first son Абисалом died.
Адония, и только потом
then Адонис, and then Solomon. According
да?
to the genealogy.
И получается, что.
And what happens is that.
Как его? Адония.
Адония.
Царь такой великий был.
Such a big king.
Имя забываю.
Sometimes
Адония,
I forget his name.
He
was next in line for the throne.
И он просто сказал.
And he simply said.
Все.
That's it.
Ложусь на жертвенник.
I'm coming. I'm gonna
lay
here before
a microscope.
Magnify me, Lord. And he took up the position, and they're blowing the horns in the city. King Adonis lived forever. And this forever will lasted about half a day. He barely had any time to do anything. And you understand what happened.
And
the Lord gave the position not to Adonius that was a pacifier, empty, zero. He just maybe matched an eight. But the Lord gave the position to the one according to the even genealogy. And he wouldn't even be a king, but he had a great revelation. And not only wisdom, but a talent to build, and he built one of the most beautiful, biggest temples for the Lord.
Beloved,
we have to understand the position. You can't just say, I want it. You'll die. Just like Adonius. Live forever.
And
Solomon let him go at first, he says, that's it.
If
nothing Russian will be found and if you'll be a good person, I'm paraphrasing it, then you live. And here, second comes, he totally misses it. He is asking for Shulamite. According to history, she was with the time of David. What happens, basically, he tried to get to the throne, not the right way, but through other things. When Solomon found out about this, his mother came and she says that all he needs is the throne now, because the wife of the king that was before you, he already has it. So what did Solomon do? He destroyed her. That's it. Enough.
И вот эта история
Адония.
Адоний был пустышка, без дара откровения или истины. Он жаждал позиции.
То есть
трона, поэтому погиб позорнейшим
образом.
Это очень сильно напоминает сегодняшнее христианство.
And it reminds us of our Christianity of our days. Everybody does what they think is right in their own eyes. Majority of those that take up positions of leadership
look
like Saul and Adonius and David and Solomon. Hello.
Ты как не приходишь, так сиди тут это.
As long as you come anywhere, you see all these people. Oh, King lived forever. King Peter lived forever. Oh, Lord, please raise up the true warrior so this would not stand behind the podium and speak. You see this sorry thing.
Сгинь, по милости Господа.
because of the mercy of the Lord. Why don't you just get lost through the mercy of the Lord? Because I'm going to waste an hour here. You're just going to cry and wipe yourself, and you're not going to speak anything that will change my life. I'm a Protestant. I've warned you before. That's how my life is, a life of a Protestant. You protest against certain things. I'll tell you the truth always. So what does it mean? It means Adonias. And when you see some sort of a person who's really anointed by God, and all these Sauls and Adonias want to kill that person. You have noticed that? Sauls always chase David, and Adonias always chase the position that is Solomon's. You see it through the Bible, seriously. I just want to go into all the Greek details. We're running out of time. Why is it churches right now? There's a civil war. Jealousy, lies, betrayal. Why is it the body of Christ is being ripped apart to pieces? Because majority of positions are taken up by scammers. They have nothing in common with the revelations and truths of the Lord that the Father desires to release into the body of Christ. They are simply hungry for a position. They have beautiful pictures. They have wonderful suits, the way they carry themselves, but there's nothing to listen. There's nothing you can take for yourself. Life is empty. Not because he's bad. He is not in his right position. And this was just magnified. This is why I prayed, Lord, so that he would raise up individuals that will take up a position, and they will take up these positions, the magnifying glass, and the Lord will have something to magnify, something wonderful. I remember a time when we're sitting somewhere, hiding. Света remembers this, my wife remembers this. We're sitting there, we're speaking such wonderful messages in our basement, and 2.5 people, all of us, 2.5. We were just shocked, and my wife is sitting there and says, Lord, without the position, this is going to die. I, at that moment, I really didn't care anymore. I was doing what I was doing because it was just flowing out of me, and I really didn't care to preach to Света or to Лёля or whoever. No, nothing changed in me. I just magnified, and those that know me from those days when you were just simply a nobody and nothing and nowhere, where they know you, 2 people knew you and 3 people hated you. And that was your whole world. Hallelujah. God needed to place in a position. Position did not make me better, worse, more anointed, or not anointed. Position simply magnified what was there. And that's it.
Было никакое, стало большое, и теперь все слушают, знают, понимают. Вот
for instance, now everybody, it's all been magnified, and somebody loves me, somebody hates me, listens or doesn't. Beloved, you know where we're heading with this. I want to explain it to you so you have a platform, so you could even have a start to right conversation with the Lord. If you listen to some sort of message and you receive some sort of revelation upon it, it doesn't mean that this is your gift. I get revelations and visions as well, but I will never place myself as a prophet only. Look. These people release through their positions into the body of Christ whatever they feel like it. Have you noticed in the last days what has been released into the body of Christ? Sometimes I go into Christian websites by accident. Someone just drops a link, and I think, oh Lord, beginning with selling of soap, sport, clothing, finishing up boxing, theater, filming some sort of nonsense, and you look at it all and say, Lord, where? And he got magnified. Now he's behind a podium to prove to everyone what sort of show I can put on. What? God, if he places you here, you will speak about heavens, about the glory, about the church. You're not going to have multi-level marketing. You're not going to be selling your beds and your mattresses. Ew.
заходишь и просто позоришься. Все, что Бог тебе дал, должно говорить о нем. Позиция увеличивать его дар, его талант, его силу, его славу. И вы отдаете тело. Позиция не увеличивает тебя. Позиция должна делать тебя наоборот маленьким. Христос должен возрастать, а ты должен сокращаться. Твое я имею в виду.
We're speaking about you here.
Они высвобождают через свою позицию в тело что угодно, что в голову взбредет.
Whatever they wanted to the body,
от бокса до каких-то там странных, вообще каких-то изобретений. А все, что атакует их жалкую позицию и достигнутый своими плотскими руками результат, они проклинают и отвергают, пытаясь задавить все то, что противоречит их
доктрине.
И теперь все, что говорится, знаете, самое интересное, матрасы с кроватями, если какой-то там напитком спортивным продавать можно. А вот чудеса и знамения на сайте — это ересь.
On websites, that's heresy.
Вы понимаете, до какого маразма мы дожили? Вы понимаете, кто вообще занял позиции лидеров?
Leaders?
Это позорище вышло на сайт. Да, оно выбралось
yes,
не как верующий, но потом у него материал
кончился.
Как материал кончается? А вот так. Когда туфелька инфузория, молекула залезла не на свое место, материал быстро кончается. И сколько скопировать можно?
You know, how long can you copy? You eventually run out of things to copy.
Из тебя должно течь.
Because it's supposed to flow out of you. It has to magnify.
Нужно увеличивать Иосифа, Давида.
You need to magnify Joseph, David. Because when magnified Saul, he was shocked himself. When they magnified Adonias, you know, it was just nothing there. Nothing good. Before magnifying Adonias was kind of like, okay, I guess. Look.
Вспомните Авессалома, который захватил
позицию
трона своего отца.
That took up the position in the throne of his father.
То же самое. Позицию он взял.
He took up the position. Yes. What happened?
Позорнейшая смерть.
Very embarrassing death.
У Авессалома так было все быстро. Вообще даже не успели сделать захват. Уже висит Авессалом, повешенный на своих волосах, и три стрелы в сердце.
Hung by his own hair, and he had three arrows in his heart. It's embarrassing.
Живи нормальной своей жизнью. Зачем ты пошел? Зачем ты взял позицию?
Это
позиция, чтобы взять позицию Бога, тебе нужно иметь все в этой позиции и даже
охрану.
Когда Бог поставил царя Давида,
David,
он прошел через все войны, и самое уникальное, умер своей смертью.
Его
даже этот даже на войну не шел. Он просто захватил трон. Просто захватил царство своего отца. Его просто поразили буквально через несколько дней. Ты продолжаешь хотеть позиции? Позицию. Знаешь, что тебе нужно делать? Развивать свое сердце. Развивать
you need to develop
свое сердце.
Твое your heart.
Сердце способно принять, когда
your heart
все
is able to receive when, and then everybody
твое
will
сердце
know.
Способно остаться в смирении,
your
когда
heart
все захотят к тебе прикоснуться.
To stay in humility when everybody will want to meet you or want to take a picture of you. Your heart will remain in normal state.
На которое Бог поставил и родил для чего тебя. Или ты просто станешь очередной фотомоделью.
Or you're just gonna be another,
теперь начнешь
you know,
делать
photo model.
Для Господа. Для
and you will do dramas for the Lord. Lord does not need the dramas. Lord need the safe
Церковь,
lives.
Очнись и вернись первоначально.
Church, just wake up and come back to the foundation.
Слушай.
Listen.
Если у тебя нет определенного откровения истины или дара для тела Христа, не вздумай даже заикаться о позиции, потому что твое сердце не готово и не способно выдержать уровень давления позиции и призвания. Даже не
вздумай.
Дай Богу положить тебя на под то увеличительное стекло, которое реально твоим, и дай Ему коснуться и сделать в твоей жизни то, что Он запланировал хочет. Перед тем, как Богу поставить кого-либо в любую позицию, слушай внимательно, для которой Он имеет дар или откровение, Бог долгие годы готовит не твое откровение и дар, а твое сердце для этой позиции. Потому что как только ты войдешь в позицию, она мгновенно
get into the position, it will magnify 1,000 times everything in your life as your gift of revelation, also all negative that was in your heart, and everything that you did not want to deal with. People ask, why God's generals fell? Because they did not want to deal. They did not have just their gift magnified to resurrect dead, but they also had lust and thirst for alcohol and for power. And when you read about God's generals, you just get surprised how that person had so much of God, and at the same time, they had so much of devil. Because position does not ask what to magnify. Position magnifies everything. Everything.
Question.
Would you like God to magnify everything right now, all areas of your life to be magnified? To magnify everything that you have.
А зачем ты так вопрос сказал?
Why did you ask that?
Кто хочет, чтобы его услышали все?
Maybe you just want to be heard.
Тебя и услышат, и увидят.
People will hear you and people will see you and will read about you.
Вы знаете, не переживайте, пишут насчет всех.
Don't worry, they write about everybody.
Пишут, и фильмов снимают, аллилуйя.
They write a lot about
там
me.
Там кто-то Мелом
Гибсоном. Make movies about me.
Из-за меня.
Somebody became Mel Gibson because of me.
Аллилуйя.
I am everywhere.
Там в таких, знаете, крутых. Я в крутых ролях снят, аллилуйя.
I'm in the best roles over there.
Я сам удивляюсь, как такое можно сыграть и нарезать, аллилуйя.
I'm surprised. How can I play that and how can they cut that?
Но проблемка в том,
but
это
problem
правда
is the truth
если
or not?
Если это неправда,
if this is not truth, just smile.
Ничего выпустим про тебя не случится. А если это правда,
nothing
смотришь,
will happen to you.
Такие же отмазки.
But if it's truth,
нет, пусть тебя Бог покарает, пока. Знаете, почему один плюнул на того, тот плюнул на того, теперь они все друг на друга плюют?
Do you know why they all
потому
fight with each other?
Грязные.
Because they're all dirty.
Все, кто-то у того то увеличил, у того то увеличил. О, Боже, это смотрит.
Somebody got magnified that, and somebody magnified the other thing in them. And you just look at the Christianity, it's just like so horrible.
Расслабься, не реагируй.
Just relax, don't react.
В последнее время столько всего будет придумано, показано, приписано.
So many things will be made up in the last days.
So many things, so many false things are going to be written. С небесным отцом.
So only your Heavenly Father will tell what is the truth and who is the truthful. Give me 5 minutes to talk to the person. I don't need to hear anything about him. I just want to hear his heart. I want to hear what is inside of that person. Don't tell me about that person. My spirit will discern what's that person. Look.
Вопрос, хочешь ли ты чтобы все прямо сейчас было увеличено и высвечено в твоем
would you like
сердце.
Everything to be magnified
потому что
in your
хочешь
heart
ты того или
right
нет, твоя
now.
Позиция не
either
будет спрашивать
you want it
тебя,
or not,
увеличивать.
Your position will not ask what to magnify. It will magnify everything.
Поэтому будь очень осторожен
so
и дай Богу провести тебя через
let
подготовку,
God to let you through the preparation.
Чтобы в процессе ты стал тем,
so
кем
in the
Он
process,
видит
you will become who he wants, who he sees in you.
Итак, вопрос.
So,
я буду заканчивать, мое время
вышло.
Есть ли на тебе реальный дар, откровение или истина, который сам Отец Небесный заложил в тебя, чтобы
you,
через тебя высвободить это в
свое
тело?
So
можешь ли ты честно
you?
Посмотреть на
would
себя?
Be honest, like, would
знаете,
would
когда-то мне Бог конкретно сказал
you know,
несколько
ago,
вопросов, которые
God
просто успокоили меня и посадили меня еще на несколько лет.
Really
просто
me.
В спокойствии. Сын, честно скажи, для чего ты хочешь,
he
чтобы
asked,
тебя
son,
знали?
Honestly, why do you really
честно.
Want that people would know about
задай
you?
Себе этот вопрос.
Ask yourself a question.
Господь, я хочу позиции
Lord,
любой,
position,
чтобы там в голову
position,
твою не попало. Например,
whatever
да?
you can think
иногда
of.
Это Бог, иногда это ты, иногда
sometimes
это вообще
God,
дьявол.
Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's devil.
Не в этом вопрос.
That's not the question.
Вопрос в том,
the question
честно
is,
скажи тебе, для чего ты это
honest,
хочешь? Я сидел в своем офисе, еще даже от церкви разговора не было. Это был еще 2000 там какой-то там первый, второй год.
It was like 2001,
когда мы проходили
2002,
тяжелый период жизни.
When
говорю,
I was going through the hard time.
Он говорит, честно, скажи мне, для чего? Бог
Lord
задавал вопрос
me,
не для того,
honestly,
чтобы узнать информацию, для того, чтобы я сам себе честно признался,
he wanted to know the information because he wanted me
я
to
сидел,
answer,
я говорю, да,
honestly.
Господь, ты знаешь?
I was
слушай,
sitting
я конкретно понты
and I said, God, I just want to be popular.
Я говорю, слушай, я действительно хочу понтоваться.
I just want
жена
to be popular.
Знает, я там пиджаков понакуплял, боже мой.
I bought so many jackets.
Иисус, прости меня.
Lord, please forgive me.
Там не я был, там был красивый
it was not
пиджак.
Me. That was just beautiful jacket.
And Lord said, Son,
when I give you a talent, you will not care what you're going to wear, jacket or just a sports suit.
You will need to understand.
I will not magnify your jacket, but I will magnify your gift inside of you. And he said, I want to know you. So he said, open up your closet. Look, what is that? Suits, jackets.
Why?
So I would look good. For why?
And God is keep talking to me about my clothes.
So I said, God, I understood everything. How, what about those shoes? I said, honestly, Daddy, I'm just a Russian that wants to be popular and want to have lots of bling.
God, please forgive me
because I'm so cheap.
And
when I was honest to myself, God told you, good job, son.
I knew that.
You were afraid to be honest about it. I said, Lord, please forgive me.
That's it.
Those suits, don't even think about wearing those suits.
Я говорю, папа, никогда.
I said, Lord, I will never.
Они, кстати, до сих пор висят. Они же дорогие.
They're actually still in my closet. They're very expensive ones.
Открываю напоминание о моей,
I open up as a reminder of my past.
Такой синий блестит, он синее всего.
The blue,
я как закажу, и даже если меня никто не знал, меня теперь только будут, что это слепит меня?
If I walked in that suit, people would not see me, but they would just see
me.
But this is I am. This is who I am.
Ну кто понимает меня? Я вот честно исповедуется, пастор, просто о прошлых понтах.
I'm just confessing honestly about my past.
А кольца какие у меня? До сих пор лежат.
What
надо, кстати,
rings?
Продать. Золото сейчас поднялось в цене.
Actually, I need to sell that because gold is getting expensive.
Гайка с леопардом. Гайка с орлом. И такие гайки.
Ring with eagle, ring with leopard.
And
they're so big that you will see them from any distance.
И Бог говорит, сыночек, если я тебя увеличу сейчас, мы с тобой расстанемся быстро и надолго. Потому что ты ослепишь сам себя красотой своей.
Говорит,
я с тебя понты. Сынулечка, я с тебя выдавлю понты.
И потом, когда папа говорит, сынок,
вставай. Куда, папа?
Said, get up. Where, Daddy?
Увеличивать.
We're going to magnify.
Папа, увеличивать больше нечего.
Dad, there's nothing to magnify. That's what I was waiting for. I'm going to magnify myself.
Я вытеру сопли.
And I just
хорошо, папа.
Wipe my nose and I'm like, okay, Daddy.
Жена помнит эти дни.
My wife remembers those days.
Сердце, и мы говорили,
when we're just sitting
делать?
Down and we just our heart was broken.
Я Светлане говорю, Света,
and I was telling to my wife, Света,
последний шаг.
This is my last step.
Вот делаю, какой есть. Вот какой what, есть,
whatever,
вот так вот в спортивном костюме. Вот такой есть.
Whatever I am in my sports suit, just whatever.
Если там нечего увеличивать,
if there's nothing to magnify,
пусть ничего и не увидят.
Let nobody see anything then.
А если там есть Бог,
but if there's God,
его узнают и услышат все.
People will
не
know
вот
about
это,
him and people will hear about
а то, что
not
было
this,
там от
but
рождения.
What was inside of me from the birth.
Кто-то понимает, что такое призвание?
Do you understand what, what calling is?
Если на тебе конкретно реальное призвание, дар или откровение, тогда успокойся. Дай Богу провести твое сердце через подготовку, и вскоре ты войдешь в свою Богом данную позицию. Не переживай! Все, о чем ты должен переживать, единственное, иметь близкие отношения с Ним. Будь с Ним! Пастор, что мне делать? Будь с Ним! Я хочу! Сдохни, хотелка!
I want, but just
я мечтаю,
сдохните
все мечты.
Whatever
должны
you want,
быть
let it die.
Его мечты.
You have to have his dreams.
И когда он проговорит
you.
Свои мечты,
and when
99%
he will say his
говорят,
you, 99% will say
вот
it's impossible. That's why it's his dream, not yours.
Когда примерно в тебя придет невозможная мечта, уже можно задуматься.
When you will have a dream that is impossible to reach, it means it's
итак, последняя
so the last
формулировка. Чуть переговорил уже немножко, ну что? Было хорошо. Формулировка позиции. Я заканчиваю на этом. Сейчас раскладываю все по полочкам. И аминь. Смотри. Формулировка позиции.
What's the definition of position?
Слушай, revelation. Здесь суммирована вся проповедь в этой, в этом,
в этой фразе.
Откровение или истина Бога помещается в достигшее зрелости сердце. Затем все это вкладывается в позицию, которая умножает и увеличивает этот дар, откровение или истину, и посредством авторитета и влияния позиции прилагается это откровение к телу Христа.
Воздайте
славу
Богу.
Давайте мы встанем. Я надеюсь, кое-какие вещи стали на свои места. Я благодарю Бога, что мог хотя бы немножечко объяснить. И некоторые, я уверен, что некоторым это нужно, иначе Бог бы не сказал мне говорить это сегодня. Откровение ждало, я скажу, ждало долго, чтобы быть
высвобожденным.
Я скажу, я благодарю Бога, что именно сейчас, именно сегодня. О, Иисус.
Вот эта
церковь должна вырасти, повзрослеть.
Church has to be mature.
Мы должны перестать бегать и снимать здания.
We need to stop running and renting buildings.
Делать какие-то группы прославления. Тебе ничего не нужно.
And build up
тебе
some
нужно
kind of praise worship teams.
Войти в позицию Бога в свое время, определенную для тебя.
Right time.
И когда ты войдешь в позицию,
right
в этой позиции все обеспечено. Кто-то понимает? Иосифу не надо теперь напрягаться, чтобы его слышали все. Он сказал шепотом, и весь Египет
содрогнулся.
Он маленькую вещь написал и своим перстнем, который дал ему фараон.
Что
это? Это позиция. Позиции уже все есть. Если ты бегаешь, у меня нету того. У меня нету того, это не твоя позиция. Просто в той позиции все есть.
Because in your position there is everything. Everything is provided.
Когда ты стал президентом, тебе не надо говорить, где лимузин,
снег.
Позиции президента церкви. Уже лимузин, репортеры, фоторепортеры, веб-сайт, камеры, телевидение. Позиции все есть.
Position has everything.
Попроси Бога, дать тебе правильное сердце,
give you right heart,
чтобы ты мог вытянуть в своей позиции.
So you would be able to last in your position.
Поднимите руку.
Raise your hands.
Просто скажите, Господь,
just say, Lord,
коснись мое сердце.
Touch my heart.
Коснись мое сердце.
Touch
дай
my heart.
Мне, Бог, пережить.
Let
пережить
me,
тебя настолько, что
let
все мое умрет.
I want to magnify you, Jesus. All my dream is to praise you, to glorify you, so people would see you, so people would dream about you, so people would be, would have a relationship with you. Oh God, touch our hearts.
Подними Давида,
raise up David, Joseph.
Подними Соломона,
raise up Solomon.
Подними,
raise up.
Подними этих Моисеев,
raise up Moses.
Подними Иисуса Навина,
raise up.
Подними, подними, подними,
raise up, raise up, raise up those prophets.
И чтобы когда на их жизнь упадет увеличительное стекло,
увеличительные
дни.
Welcome to their lives.
by God in there. Let your glory be magnified in there. Give him praise.